Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting third. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Junior Wooten. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Scarborough. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater strikes out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to second. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scarborough fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost bunts towards the mound. Bearden fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bearden. Scarborough moves to third. Yost moves to second. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cozar hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scarborough scores. There goes Yost trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a line drive into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 1 in the game. Wooten hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. One out. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is one for one in the game, with a single. Scarborough hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cozar hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Robinson moves to second. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Forrest Thompson now pitching. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 1 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McBride moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 2 in the game. Wooten hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie who is chasing the ball. Christman reaches third base with a triple. McBride scores. Vernon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Senators. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker pinch runs for Larry Doby. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. One out. Allie Clark pinch hits for Hank Edwards. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Tom Farrick now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Allie Clark now playing right field. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kozar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 3 in the game. Gillenwater hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Gillenwater reaches second base with a double. Kozar moves to third. Russ Christopher now pitching. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Tom McBride. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Kozar scores. Gillenwater scores. It's 5-1, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bud Stewart now playing left field. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wooten. Peck reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Peck scores. It's 5-2, Senators. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Steve Grimek now pitching. Joe Tipton now catching. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 3 in the game. Wooten is hit by the pitch. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Christman bunts in front of the plate. Tipton fields it and throws to first for the out. Wooten moves to second. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans is walked intentionally. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrick hits a fly ball towards center. Tucker catches it and throws to second to double up Wooten. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kozar takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn pinch hits for Carden Gillenwater. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn strikes out. 2 outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gil Cohn now playing left field. Bud Stewart now playing right field. Junior Wooten now playing center field. John Sullivan now playing shortstop. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Tipton moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 4 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.